greet our friends everywhere with Chapter 2 of The Long, Sad Trail, the story of Marcus Whitman, pioneer medical missionary to the Pacific Northwest. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, brought to you by the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago. When he was 33 years old, Marcus Whitman offered to give up his successful medical practice in upstate New York and minister to the Indians in northwest Oregon. It was the year 1834. When he applied first, he was bluntly refused by the American Board of Commissioners for Foreign Missions. He had been too frank about a recurring pain in his left side. 6 months later, he met the Reverend Samuel Parker, who was enlisting volunteers from New York churches for a missionary reconnoitering trip to the West. Again, Marcus applied to the American Board. The pain in his side hardly ever troubled him now, he declared.
Marcus, I'm overwhelmed with happiness for both of us. I feel we should have a prayer meeting right here in your office.
Well, Mr. Parker, I'm pretty overwhelmed myself. But if I'm going to leave with you next week, I have to get every one of these prescriptions out today. I haven't got the time for a prayer meeting.
Then you give thanks in your heart that the board has said yes, and work right along.
Mm.
Although I don't see how you can work in this mess.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that table. I see at least 16 bottles you aren't using. And here are two more on the floor.
Oh, thanks. Put them down anywhere. Truth is, the faster I work, the more mess I make. Or maybe it's just the opposite.
I doubt if it's the opposite. When we're traveling companions, Marcus, I do hope you'll do your share of tidying up.
I'm not worrying. Won't be much to tidy up with a saddlebag, I figure. Say, hand me that little glass stopper, will you?
This one?
Thanks. Yes, Mr. Parker, when I ripped open that letter from Boston and saw that word accepted, well, I just said hallelujah out loud.
And I'm as thankful as you are, Marcus. I wanted you to go with me. Yes, God has been exceptionally gracious to me as I've toured Western New York State. Why, just the other evening, I had a most remarkable, most gratifying experience in the Prattsburg Church.
That's so?
Yes. At the close of my meeting, in response to my invitation to the mission field, a most remarkable individual approached me. Remarkable partly because of previous training, which was excellent. Remarkable also because of mental and physical attributes, both highly attractive. But most remarkable because this individual was a young and quite beautiful woman.
A woman? That isn't remarkable.
No?
It's ridiculous. A woman volunteered to preach to the Indians.
Yes, right here in Prattsburg. Her name is Narcissa Prentice.
No woman has ever been across the Rocky Mountains. Not on the overland route. I read that the other day.
I know. That's what makes her dedication all the more remarkable.
Now, was it really dedication or just foolish female emotion?
Marcus, I talked to Miss Prentice face to face that night. The hand of God has touched her heart, I have no doubt.
But it isn't practical. Look here, you don't plan on taking this woman with us.
Of course.
You're not encouraging her about the field, are you?
She has sent off her application.
Oh, no.
But I'm afraid the Boston Board won't look kindly on an application from a single female.
Of course they won't. Look, Parker, I didn't mean to belittle the response to your appeal. Take a look at these saddlebags, Parker. Which one do you think I should take?
Marcus, Miss Prentice is a highly attractive young woman. Not yet 30. A very fair skin. Red hair.
I see.
A more accurate definition might be chestnut, like elm leaves in the fall.
Parker, why are you telling me this? Not just so I can praise God for the response to your invitation.
No, Marcus, not just so you can praise God for the response to my meetings. I'm telling you this because I think you ought to saddle up that horse of yours before another day goes by and ride over to Amity Village and meet Miss Prentice.
To meet Miss Prentice? What on earth for?
Marriage.
Ridiculous.
Marcus, a missionary needs a wife as dedicated to his field as he is.
So, you're suggesting I sweep down to Amity Village on a white steed, ride up and tell Miss Prentice with a red chestnut hair that God wants her to travel with me to convert the Indians?
Well, something like that.
What kind of foolish talk is this?
And the sooner the better. Tonight, Judge Prentice holds prayer meeting in his house.
But I couldn't.
Any Christian is invited. Surely a doctor in town for a call.
No.
The Prentice house is located just to the left of the Grove of Elms.
Judge Prentice?
Evening, young man.
I understand this is prayer meeting night.
Well, come in, young man. You're Doc Whitman?
Just happened to be in town on a call. I thought you might allow a stranger
to... Why, the young Doc from Wheeler isn't a stranger. Come in, sir. Let me take your coat. Yes, sir. Everybody in Amity Village knows the young Doc from Wheeler. Especially, sir, the young women.
I didn't realize.
Come right in. The meeting is due to start just a little bit. Meanwhile, I'll let my daughter make you feel to home. Jane!
Yes, Father?
Come here.
Yes, Father?
Jane, this is Dr. Marcus Whitman from Wheeler. You heard of him?
Oh, everybody has heard of you, Dr. Whitman. Welcome to our house.
But I thought...
What's that?
Nothing.
Well, I reckon I'll leave you with Jane here, and she'll take good care of you. Make you feel welcome, see that you meet some of the folks. I want to make sure that they've put the Bibles in the right places.
Well, Dr. Whitman, I'm afraid some of the young ladies won't keep their eyes closed when they talk to the Almighty tonight.
What do you mean, Miss Prentice?
With you to peep at.
Well, now, that's kind of you, but I...
Now, why haven't you been around before, Doctor? We've been dying to meet you. Are you bashful, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't dare keep you to myself all evening, or they'll be tearing my hair out. I'll have to introduce you. That's my sister, the school teacher.
Oh, the young lady with the red chestnut hair? That's your sister?
Narcissa. She's a school teacher. Very bookish. Wait here. I'll introduce you. Narcissa, this is Dr. Whitman. Dr. Whitman, my older sister, Miss Narcissa Prentice.
How do you do, Dr. Whitman?
Jane, I need your help with these Bibles.
Narcissa knows where they belong, Father. I don't.
Narcissa will lead the singing. You help with the Bible.
Oh, Dr. Whitman, if you'll pardon me.
Yes, of course.
Till later, then.
Yes. Well, I understand you teach school, Miss Prentice.
Yes, Dr. Whitman, this past year I have conducted a small nursery school in Bath.
Well, that must be interesting work.
Very interesting.
I don't get over to Amity very often. Pretty village.
We've grown quite fond of it.
You haven't lived here long?
Family's been here about 2 years.
Well, that's a handsome shade of green with your hair, Miss Prentice.
Narcissa, time to start the meeting. We're waiting. Oh, God, our help in ages past, please.
I always start the songs. Excuse me, Dr. Whitman.
Maybe after. I'd like to hear more about your students in the nursery school.
Good evening, Doctor. It was a mighty great privilege to have you with us. Your prayer was an honor to God.
Maybe the doctor would stay for a cup of coffee with us?
Now, Jane, don't you be so forward with the doctor.
I'm not forward, Father. I'm just honest. I'd like to have him stay. How about you, Narcissa?
You are forward, Jane. I'm sure the doctor is tired. I don't think we should detain him.
Well, doctor?
Well, Judge, your daughter's very discerning. I am tired. I'll say goodnight for now, but I may be back sometime.
I didn't really think you would, Marcus.
Four times in 1 week, eh? Mm-hmm. Through the snow and the wind. Are you cold out here?
Mm-mm. I love the wind and the moon. I suppose new doctors have to be persistent or they'd never get any patients.
Especially when they plan to set up practice in the wilderness.
Oh?
They tell me it's a good idea to take your patients right along with you. Then you don't have to worry.
What do you mean, Marcus?
I mean, I want you to go to the Indians with me, Narcissa. I want you to marry me. Will you?
Yes, Marcus, I will. You know I will.
Oh, Narcissa.
Darling.
You'll be a wonderful wife for a missionary.
Just think, only a week ago.
Suppose we hadn't met.
It might have been my sister Jane.
Your sister Jane?
I love you, Marcus. And I want to marry you.
Thank God.
Now.
But, Narcissa...
Tomorrow, Marcus.
But tomorrow I leave. Mr. Parker, plans are all set.
We can be stretched to include one more.
You?
Not my sister, Jane. Listen to me, Marcus. We can get married tomorrow. Father can arrange it. And we can start out at once. No delay for your precious Mr. Parker at all.
No, Narcissa, no.
Marcus, you'll be gone months. I couldn't stand it. You out there in the wilderness getting sick, goodness knows what.
You'll have to stand it.
Tomorrow, Marcus.
Parcus and I go west to explore. It's no trip for a woman.
God called me too, don't forget.
We may cross the Rockies. There might be cholera.
There might be cholera a year from now.
We don't know yet how far a wagon will go. Besides... the board hasn't even accepted you yet.
I can ride side saddle. And the board can't say a word about your wife.
No, Narcissa.
Marcus, please.
I'll come back for you. In a year.
A year?
Then we'll be married properly. And go west to our calling together. Until then...
Oh, Marcus.
You'll have to wait. Just think. The first time we met, you... wanted to send me home without a cup of coffee.
And so, we conclude Chapter 2 of The Long, Sad Trail. The story of Marcus Whitman, pioneer medical missionary to the Pacific Northwest. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, which come to you transcribed from the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago.